Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially being recorded on Tuesday night, June 17, 2014. I would like to welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call that is each and every Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I have a very applicable topic for tonight's call, the art and ease of qualifying, how to qualify leads and how to qualify people for your most valuable commodity, time, product, service, benefits, and features. I'll cover this call in depth. I'll cover a few quick announcements, then we'll move right into our inspirational portion of tonight's call. I've been hosting this call for 18 plus years. All of these calls are recorded and available on playback and download at each Wednesday following the Tuesday night call at 12 p.m. in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. I reside in the San Joaquin Valley on Pacific Standard Time, right outside of the city by the bay, San Francisco, specifically Stockton, California. So if you're on the East Coast, that call will be available for you in the afternoon. You can also go to my website, goldenmastermind.com, and find all of my archive calls. The recorded call is at calls.golden.mastermind.com. If you're on this call for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. As I said, I host this call each and every Tuesday night. This Saturday, I will be in one of the most beautiful cities in the southeastern portion of the United States, beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, specifically on the hotel strip along the beach where the Westin, Ritz-Carlton, and the Hilton, right on that strip, one of the most beautiful beaches in the United States. I'll be there from 9 until 4 at the Hilton, $20 at the door. And I want to thank Barbie Beto, who is putting people in the seats for me, from beautiful South Florida, and all of the other attendees that will be attending. Next Saturday, I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the first time in my career, right at the airport. I'm hosting that event myself. After the 4th of July weekend, I'll be in one of my favorite cities. That would be Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a lot of my exceptional clients and friends will be putting people in the seats. Meryl Yeeces, Joe DiBianca, Alexis Romano, and many, many of my exceptional friends and clients. Look forward to connecting with you on Saturday, July 12th. July 19th, I'll be doing a one-day event in San Francisco, California. I want to thank Randy Bird, who is hosting that event, and also bringing C.G. Siddons to the event. Saturday, July 26th, I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut. Drew Berman, who has been a longtime first-class collaborator and friend, is hosting that event. Saturday, August 2nd, longtime client Sarah Spencer is bringing me to the Northwest, Seattle, Washington. I'm right now in the process of filling in a few other dates in my calendar. I will be coming to Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina later in the year. I will be speaking in Montana at least one time later in the fall. If you would like me to speak in your city, you have a team or a database that you can put in a room that deserves to be inspired, you can contact me directly at 209-932-0227. If you are serious about taking your game to the next level and you are seeking insight on personal coaching and one-on-one mentoring, I've been coaching for 18 plus years. I've coached over 9,000 clients. It equates to over 45,000 hours of one-on-one personal coaching. Throughout my career, I've routinely had 8-week waiting lists. Once upon a time, back in 2007 and 8, I had a 12-week waiting list, and I'm approaching that now. If you are serious about hiring me to be your coach, there's a 10-week waiting list. That should tell you a little bit about supply and demand, and I am not a part-time coach. I coach 50 hours every week, and I've been doing that for 18-plus years. I have been marketing, selling, teaching branding skills, how to build internet businesses, online businesses, network marketing businesses, real estate businesses, most importantly addressing the emotional addictions that keep you disappointed. So if you are serious and want to take your game to the next level, you can contact me. I do not offer free 15-minute coaching sessions. Occasionally I do. Right now, I just, quite frankly, do not have the time because people call me. So if you're serious about finding out about my coaching, call me at 209-932-0227. And with that, we will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call, one of my favorite topics, which is prospecting, sorting, sifting, closing, selling, but most of all, the art of qualifying. And when you start to understand predictability and probability, you will spend more time mastering the art of asking. Asking leads to qualifying people for your most valuable commodity, time. If you do not value your time, then you obviously do not feel very valuable. If you give your most valuable commodity away to procrastination, that will lead to overwhelmed feelings, anxiety, guilt, shame, and disappointment. And if you have anxiety about rejection, you're wasting your most valuable time to feel and stay disappointed. When it comes to the art of asking, very seldom, if ever, does anyone reject you or abandon you. But if you've been through a series of events that create an identity in your neurological network, and you have anxiety about being judged, criticized, and you get overwhelmed about the potential possibility of actually succeeding and or failing any multitude of these situations, you will get overwhelmed, procrastinate, avoid the perceived pain that is not real, to stay disappointed. Now, if you are ready to let go of that anxiety and step to the plate and become the business owner, entrepreneur, and free enterprise that you know that your right brain is capable of, but your left brain talks you out of, and you're ready to let go of that contradiction and be present, be available, and you are so done with this, then you are in the right place at the right time. So here you are tonight on June 17th, and I'm going to deliver the insight on how to effectively ask a series of questions about the outcome that you require to achieve. The outcome you require is to find out if the person that you are communicating with is seeking any kind of change. The most three common commonalities that you will experience that you can assist people to let go of their pain or their problems would be that they are dissatisfied with their vocation. They are underpaid and under-earned. They overachieve and get undercompensated. They are dissatisfied with what they're doing in life. That is going to be one of the main common commonalities that the American, Canadian, and Australian populace, where many of your prospects will reside, that's what they will be doing. They'll feel underappreciated. The second reason that you would converse with someone about changing the quality of their status would be their health challenges. Many of you on tonight's call market wellness products, market health and wellness products, detox products, weight loss products, energy products, vanity products, and a whole multitude of products that allow people to feel and look better. A large percent of the society seeks that change, and a large percent of society will be open to your products and services. But once again, if your anxiety about the outcome talks you out of the opportunity, then you will tell yourself that no one will buy your products. And when you do that, then you have effectively eliminated your ability to ever be successful. So much of society fears failure. In reality, they really fear success because they fear the person they would have to become, because they have anxiety about the responsibility of being and staying successful in a new endeavor, and your ego will do everything in its power to keep you in a place called familiar. The third reason that you would connect with someone or ask them a series of questions about the outcome you or they seek is they have a money issue. They have an issue with money. They have more asset. They have more liabilities than they have assets. They have a lot of liability debt. They're undercompensated. They have a situation that they want to achieve. They have a dream. They have a college education they want to fund. They have liability debt they want to pay off. They want to buy a first, second, or third home. Any multitude of financial situations. So it's financial, it's health, and it's dissatisfaction with the vocation. So you must learn how to effectively qualify someone by the questions that you ask. If you do not have a system to succeed, then you have a system to wing it. And if you wing it, I promise you, you will never get to the land of promise. But when you become organized, you let go of being overwhelmed, you start to develop a very simple system to succeed, then you will let go of your anxiety about failure. The way you do one situation is the way you're going to do everything. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. That is a quote that I use very frequently. If I call my accountant, if I call a restaurant, if I call a lead, I have a system to call all three that is very similar. I state my name, where I'm calling from. I ask the person how they are doing today, and then I state my purpose of the call. So if I called a restaurant called Market Tavern in my city of Stockton, California, I'm going to ask the hostess or the person who answers the phone, if they don't tell me when their name, what their first name is, because the sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their own name. I'm going to state my name. I'm going to let them know where I'm calling from, right here locally. And the purpose of my call is to see if you have a table open at 7 o'clock this Saturday evening, and do you have a booth in the front room? Clearly defined goals about the outcome you seek. When you have a clearly defined goal, then you can ask the questions with the words that will empower the outcome. And when you get really clear on what it is you seek, you'll let go of your anxiety. But if you have anxiety about being judged, making a mistake, looking bad, or any multitude of situations, then you will give yourself room to fail by procrastinating. When you let go of that anxiety and start to practice the 5 to 15 word method, 5 to 15 words about the outcome you seek that end with a question mark, then you will become effective. You do not have to be scripted. You do not have to be perfect, but you do have to understand predictability and probability when it comes to the human psyche and why people do what they do. Many of the people that you present to won't reject you. They will object, and when they object, they will give you three main objections. They don't have the money, they want to think about it, and they want to run it by someone else. They want third-party approval. And the reason they do this is not because they don't see the value, not because they don't have the money. It's primarily because they can't decide. When you present an opportunity of value and service that could change the quality of their health, their wealth, their spirit, their finance, their emotion, it will create a contradiction for much of the world. Because what it means that success would contradict their struggle. Also, the possibility of success means they'd have to change their identity. If most of society trades time for dollars, tiptoes quietly through life, arrives at their grave safely. You present that same person that makes $50,000 a year the opportunity to achieve $50,000 a month. Many of them are skeptical. They're not skeptical by nature. They're skeptical because skepticism is a condition that has become their behavior. They have been conditioned to live in their left brain. They're not intuitive, right brain. They don't know how to spot an opportunity. They know how to get told what to do, and they stay stuck to fulfill their disappointment. That's why you must qualify people for your time. It's important you understand that there may be people who you think need it, but that doesn't mean they deserve it. Now, what happens to a lot of people is they get shiny object syndrome. They see someone that they think would be real good at this, or they see someone that has weight to release, and naturally, they should be open to the opportunity. Unfortunately, a large percent of society is skeptical because they are not willing to change. You have to learn how to let people go quickly, diplomatically, because your most valuable commodity is time. Your objective is not to demean anyone, not to show anyone up, not to be abrasive and or abusive. And when you encounter someone that does attempt to control the conversation, does attempt to overwhelm you, does put you in a position that you have to validate and justify your existence, you have to learn to let this conversation go very quickly. When you encounter someone early in a conversation that is confrontational, you will not be able to match confrontation with confrontation because of this key principle. Two fools that argue are two fools arguing. Don't ever try and match anger with anger. The way you neutralize anger is the law of least resistance. Don't get seduced and sucked into this type of unresolved anger by the passive-aggressive or the aggressive individual who puts you in a position that you have to validate, justify your existence. You do not have to answer every question that a prospect asks you. You want to be able to outsource as many of the questions that are challenging and take a lot of time to explain. Don't ever try and explain a pay plan, even if you know the pay plan upside down, forwards, and backwards. Do your best to leverage what the company has. Direct someone to a place where they can find out more content so you don't have to be the addicted explainer. You don't have to tell and sell, beg and convince. chase, or cajole. That's why you want to learn how to qualify people for your time. Now, the way to qualify is to relax. It's to release, and most importantly, to listen. If you are right-handed, your inner game is going to come from your inner left ear. If you're right-handed or if you're left-handed, it's your non-dominant ear, which would be your right hand. I'll say this again. If you're right-handed, learn to listen with your left ear. It means you turn into the conversation. Whether it's in person or on the telephone, you still listen with your inner ear in the non-dominant ear. You lean into it. And you learn to hear what is meant, not what is said. Now, what does that mean? It means that when someone uses a series of sounds that aren't words, well, this sounds good, I'll get back to you. You have to understand what that really means. Means they checked out. Well is a preposition that buys time. Both of them buy time. It's going to take you about 8 to 10 seconds to come up with a qualified excuse that they don't really mean. They typically are telling you what they think you want to hear. Seldom does someone call you back when they use that kind of communication skill or style. The more you understand how predictable people are, the less energy you will put into people who do not qualify for your time. You have to learn how to disqualify people and also hear people who disqualify themselves. I have dined in many restaurants and asked many waiters, waitresses. I've stood in line at many Starbucks and many places where I've asked people this key question. I've used their first name, John, Steve, Susan, Betty, whoever your name is. Do you keep your options open for additional streams of income? John, you seem like a quality young man. Have you ever considered starting your own business? Not really. I'm going to be a fireman. That's what a waiter once said to me. I didn't ask him what he was going to be. He volunteered that he was going to be a fireman. He disqualified himself. It's not my responsibility to sit there and explain to him what he might miss out by being a fireman. He should be whatever he wants to be. I'm not responsible for what he wants to be. I let him go quickly and moved on. Realize this key component. You cannot lose what you do not have. Yeah, but they'd be real good. Not really. They're never going to be anything that you want them to be. They're going to be what they want to be. Learn this key skill. Meet people where they are, not where you try to control them to be. But you don't understand. They have so much potential. I understand. The graveyards of the world are filled with people who have potential. A large percent of society does exactly what I said. They tiptoe quietly through life. They aren't interested. They're overwhelmed. They're addicted emotionally. They live with unrealized potential. Franchises, Super Bowls, and World Series are not won in unrealized potential. World Series, Super Bowls, and World Cups are won on teams that come together, bring their potential and talent together, coupled with desire, and they win, baby. They just win. And that's what you are looking for, someone who has that kind of edge. You're looking for someone who has some edge, who has some juice, who has some swag, who has a little bit of cockiness. Not arrogance, but someone who you can just tell, you can sense it, you can feel it. You're not looking for someone who has a very low vibration, who has taken a job as a speed bump. You are looking for someone who has some zest for life, not someone you have to convince into your enterprise. The people you convince to join your team, you'll end up convincing them to leave your team because they become a colossal PIA, pain in ass. And these are the people that just don't qualify for your time. You have to let go of your neediness. Your neediness, it means that your self-esteem is based upon people that need you instead of people that deserve you. When you begin to let go of that kind of control, your attractor factor will change. So how do you become effective? By repetition and experience. Qualified leads. It's great. If you can create qualified leads, that is outstanding. But the world isn't perfect. You're not going to get 25 qualified leads every single day if you haven't developed the skills, the habits, and the mindset of sales, copywriting, advertising, Facebook posts, social media methods, roadside signs, signs on your vehicles, bump into's, 3-foot rule, referrals, and a whole nother multitude of lead generation. You must pay the price of success by learning how to attract and or create leads. By going into the Google search bar, the Facebook search bar, you can type in a series of words about the kind of person you're seeking, and sometimes nothing pulls up. That means there's no one in that genre. You have to rewrite what you wrote and experiment until you can pull situations up. You also have to become skilled at sending people messages in their inbox that is not offensive. You do not post your business opportunity on someone's profile page. When someone does that to me, that's an automatic disqualification, that's an unfriend, and even sometimes a block, because you just don't bother other people's real estate. You have to learn how to be diplomatic in the process of lead qualification. If you're so over the top and so controlled, so anxious, so angry, so desperate, then you're going to telegraph those feelings and emotion to fulfill the biochemical craving that you're addicted to, disappointment. But when you let go of the control of being disappointed and begin to learn the skills, habits, and mindset of how to ask a simple question, how to lead a conversation, how to create a relaxed interview, then you will begin to become effective. And the only way you get effective is to let go of your anxiety about the outcome, your anxiety about being rejected and or abandoned, your anxiety about judgment. Yeah, but you don't understand, my situation's unique. I hear that all the freaking time. Everyone's situation's unique. Everyone's been through a series of events that lead to their own brokenness. But here you are in the right place at the right time. It is unequivocally your responsibility to recognize the value of where you are. And see, value must be served. Your service and your value is what's going to change the quality of your emotional state. But if you continue to perceive that you have no value because you have no self-esteem, then you will never master the art of asking, because you'll create a story around the event that no longer serves you to fulfill your disappointment. It means you'll never get around to it, Chief. That's what it means. It means you'll never get around to the art of asking, because you'll spend so much time in the story that you have. And you'll exhaust yourself being exhausted, controlling the control that keeps you in control of being out of control that you control. Now, when you've exhausted yourself enough and you have pennies in your pockets, zero in the bank account, and you have liabilities and no assets, and you're at emotional and or spiritual rock bottom, and you're ready to change. Or if you have a job that no longer serves you, and you have acid reflux because how you hate your job or hate your employee, or how what you do no longer serves you. Or if you sit in rush hour traffic every morning and you just despise it and you want to change, well, then you got to learn how to change your identity. You have to learn how to reinvent self. That means skills, habits, and mindset. And the way that is done is by AIC. AIC is an acronym meaning ass in chair. It means you're in a stationary spot teaching yourself how to ask questions back to back. And when you become skilled at it, that means you learn how to qualify leads for your time. Here are some key qualification questions that you ask early in the conversation. How serious are you? But if immediately you go, well, I don't want to offend anyone, then here's what I suggest you do. Like my father used to say, the great Don Duck Combs, who was a world-class coach, used to say, fellas, sack your bats. What does that mean? It means put your bats in the bat bag and go on home, because you ain't got the goods, Chief. Go on home. That's what it means, sack your bats. It means don't even show up for the ninth inning because you don't have the juice. If you keep coming up with excuses about how not to offend someone, blah, 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 and you have a story around that, then what you'll do is you'll attract the few people who are offensive to fulfill your feelings of being offended. People don't get offended when you become skilled at asking questions. When you are as smooth as the other side of the pillow, when it's jam because jelly don't shake like that, when you have ice in your veins, then you never offend anyone, because you are in so command of your emotional state that you don't telegraph the anxiety you used to live in. And it means that you are smooth. You can conduct a very relaxed conversation, finding out if the person you're communicating with has a pulse, can fog a mirror up, is serious, not curious, is committed, not interested, is money motivated, health conscious, has vanity situations that they want to improve, has reasons bigger than their problems, is self-directed, is self-starter, someone who's been an entrepreneur, has owned multiple businesses, and is not an addicted dieter. When you find these qualifications in people, ding, ding, baby, that is a clue. See, that is someone who QFT, qualify four time, QFT, qualify four time, and when you start to get good at this, your law of averages increases. But when you are very average or you suck, then you live in a law of diminishing return. And when you continue to live in that law, then you will trade energy for no money and be and stay disappointed. Now, if you really, 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 there's six of them, seven for good measure, really, ready to change, now is the opportune moment. Not when you're at rock bottom, not after celebration, not after your convention, not after when Jupiter is in retrograde, or whenever that, whatever the situation is, not after you've been to a psychic, not after you've been to a medium, now, baby, N-O-W, now. That means now o'clock. That means let go of your anxiety about the outcome. That means learn how to ask a question. But what are my friends going to think? What friends? Most of your friends are broke or broken. Why do you spend so much time making up excuses? Well, I don't like to be judged. Who is going to judge you? When I start asking people questions, they go, you know. I go, suppose I don't. Who would judge you? The average person that tells me this is very hard-pressed to come up with anyone that they can even remotely consider that would judge them. That's the story. When you let go of that story, you are ITG in the game, baby. That means you're the emperor with no clothes. Get on in the game, because that's what you got to be able to do. You got to go out and buy a new suit. And the way you're going to do it is P-R-O-F-I-T, profit. Profit is better than wages, said the great Jim Rohn when I saw him back in 1991 or 1990. Profit is better than wages. When you understand that it's not a concept, it's not a principle, it's a reality, because if you have a job, you're trading time for dollars, getting paid what a job is worth. When you learn how to qualify people for your time, then you can create what the free market will bear in a situation called free enterprise. How serious are you about starting a business from at home? How serious are you about improving the quality of your life? What do you do for a career? A career question, what do you do for a vocation? What do you do for a job? That is a key qualifying question, because it leads to dissatisfaction. I am an attorney. Is that a good career for you? Not really. I hate it. There you go. Ding, ding. Have you ever considered starting your own business? I'm not sure. If you were sure, would you start one? Maybe. What does maybe mean? See, we're doing the circle jerk in this situation. I'm going to G-O-F or G-O-P, get off phone if that's the situation, and I'm going to G-A-P, I'm going to gap someone. Grab a pen. Here's a website. Review it. Like what you see. Get back with me. That's an abbreviated version of how to diplomatically leave a conversation. Exit strategy. Grab a pen. That's a very good strategy to diplomatically move out of that situation. You learn to ask back-to-back questions in a flow. What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? How long have you practiced law? What kind of average income, what kind of annual income are you accustomed to achieving? Have you ever owned your own business? Are you serious about starting a business in the next 30, 60, 90 days? I mean, these are just questions that you learn to residually ask over and over in a sequence. You sound like the kind of person I'm looking for. Do you have a pen? That is a P-E-N, not a pin, a pen. Do you have a pen? Here is a website where you can review content. Here is a video where you can review. Here is a YouTube channel. Do you have an email address? I can send you a 12-minute video. I mean, you are scheduling the appointment. Are you in a position that you could review a presentation at one of my associates' homes on Tuesday evening? Are you in a position that you and I could get together for about a half an hour, not a two-hour drunkalogue, not an afternoon good old-fashioned chat, for about half an hour where you can review content that could change the quality of your life? You learn to qualify people for your time, you qualify them for the appointment, and you qualify them by closing the sale. When you have teammates, you also learn to qualify your teammates over and over. Are you going to be attending the event in August in San Diego? Are you in a position that you'll be attending the event in September in Las Vegas? Can you commit to attending the annual convention in Orlando in October? Are you able to attend the Super Saturday coming up on Saturday, July 19th in San Francisco? 5 to 15 words that end with a question. Wow, I'm not sure if I can ask those questions. I don't want to pry in other people's affairs. Once again, sack your bats. Find a profession that does not require any self-esteem. I understand speed bumps are paying very well these days. I mean, you have to have this. You have to be self-inspired. That's right, inspiration. Inspiration leads to perspiration. You have to set your ass in the chair and be able to form the droplets of sweat on the low back and your brow required to become an exceptional entrepreneur. That is PTP, paying the price. And the price must be paid. If you're not willing to pay the price, then you'll trade time for dollars in someone else's dream, a place called a job. But when you're willing to learn the back-to-back sequence of the questions, then that is the front door to prosperity. The money is in prospecting up front, but the wealth is created in the culture. But you can't have a culture if you don't effectively learn how to recruit. Now, there's a difference between signing up someone and enrolling someone. There's nothing wrong with either one of those situations. But when you become skilled at recruiting, what that means is your inner ear, your inner game, your heightened awareness, your objectivity, and your awareness come together that form a law of alignment. No matter where you are in your enterprise, if you're in a network marketing company, a direct sales business, a hybrid company, if you're in any type of company like that, you are 2 to 3 teammates away from a 6 or 7-figure income. Your objective in the calendar year 2014 is to effectively improve your skills in listening, asking, hearing, and answering questions, followed with being able to lead, mentor, and develop a culture. All of that is secondary. What is primary is the ability to ask a question. The fundamental foundation of your enterprise will rise and fall on your ability to ask questions. But if you have anxiety about making mistakes, being judged, prying in other people's affairs, offending someone, you'll never even get off the freaking bench. You'll never stop being a spectator. You have to be a participant. Excuse me, your life is waiting. Get in the game. Your life is waiting for you to show up. Would you rather make $50,000 a month, $50,000 a week, $50,000 a day, $50,000 a minute, or $50,000 a year? And if you're tired of trading time for dollars and you do not like the toxic environment that the place called the job is, you don't like hanging around the water cooler, you don't like getting your ass chewed by bosses who don't know their ass from third base, you don't like the people that you work with, you do not like rush hour traffic, you do not enjoy holding your tiny little checkup with a pair of tweezers that you can barely see, if you're tired of borrowing money from your credit cards to pay your bills, then learn a new vocation. And if you want to create passive residual, leveraged income, then you have to learn how to ask the questions in a sequence. It's the fundamental foundation of free enterprise. Communication skills. Taking communication skills to the next level where you go from talking to asking and answering. But if you were raised by a passive-aggressive or an aggressive personality in your circle of influence, whether it be a teacher, a clergyman, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, or you've been violated by a series of people that kept you overwhelmed in outer body experiences, there's a high probability that your communication style is not going to be conducive to selling. That means you have to learn how to adapt, how to change, how to become effective. It's not some big pendulum change. You don't have to change your whole identity. And reinventing yourself is one day at a time process. It's not something that you have to get so overwhelmed about, lost in the sauce in an outer body experience. It's an inner body experience. You have to let go of your medication. If you're on medication, that medication often becomes your identity. And if that identity is no longer serving you, then find a way to wean yourself off. When I'm talking about medication, I'm talking about food, alcohol, drugs, and all the other situations that you go in and out of to stay ineffective and disappointed. But if you're really ready to show up in your life, now is now, baby. Now is now, Chief. Pony up, because here you are. It's cowgirl up. It's cowgirl up time. It's the big leagues. This really is the big leagues, and what that means is big league players show up in big league games. You're in the game of your life. You can win it because your livelihood is at stake. If you have a dream house, a dream life, if you have clearly defined dreams, if you have situations that are bigger than your problems, then you're in the right place at the right time. Money will not buy happiness, but it's the person you become that will give you the greatest satisfaction. But you cannot become that person by procrastinating, getting ready to get ready, and telling yourself a series of stories that keep you emotionally addicted. Yeah, Jeff, but you don't understand my situation. I understand every situation. I've lived many different lives in this short 57 years on this planet myself. That doesn't even count the lives I've lived in other lives. What I know right now is I put myself through a lot of challenges that no longer require my attention. I am not a victim, and neither are you the minute you let go of it. Stop giving your power away to people who aren't even seeking it. Stop renting space to people who are passive-aggressive or aggressive, who no longer require your energy. Stop explaining, validating, justifying yourself to people who put you in a position to feel overwhelmed and defensive. Let go of your sensitivity. Don't get offended so easily. Stop feeling rejected and abandoned. And most of all, frickin' grow up, cuz, C-U-Z. Dude, homie, whoever you are, grow up. Grow out of your old self and move into the person you unequivocally deserve to become now. I have seen people virtually at some of my intimate events just say, I am so done with this. And I have watched people absolutely do that. The power of thought, the power of decision, the power of commitment. One of my most exceptional young clients that I've ever coached, C.G. Siddons, did this at one of my events, December 2012. She stated to a group of her fellow teammates and entrepreneurs, I am so done with this. Now, for 13 months that I had coached her, she never crossed $1,000 a month. In the very next calendar year, 2013, she started to achieve multiple five figures in the last 4 months of that year. She was also mentored by two exceptional sisters, Tara Romano and Alexis Romano, which absolutely enhanced her law of averages. She started to create a culture with them and other leaders in that circle of influence in their city of Toms River, Hoboken, and that area in New Jersey. They came together and they created synergy. Their synchronicity became their synchro destiny. Their law of attraction, because I taught them, all three of those women, how to qualify people for their time by the questions that they ask. Understand this, qualifying is not an interrogation. Qualifying is no different than speaking and having a conversation with your dog groomer, your dog sitter. Qualifying someone is no different than speaking with an au pair or a nanny. It's finding out if they're the type of person that you want to monitor your children. You're going to ask a series of questions to find out how they are qualified. Are you going to take your car to someone who is not certified or licensed? Are you going to take it down the street to someone who is a shade tree mechanic? If you required legal advice, would you go to someone who's not an attorney? Of course not. You'd ask a series of questions to see if they are qualified. You ask qualifying questions all day long. Get comfortable with it and doing it around this, M-O-N-E-Y. In my hand, I have a St. Gaudens $20 gold piece. Unequivocally lawful legal tender. I'm flipping it up in the air right here. It has 13 stars on the edge of this coin. Google this at the end of this call. St. Gaudens $20 gold piece. It's one of those beautiful pieces of legal lawful tender. Real gold. The gold piece I have in my hand is a 1927 mint. Beautiful piece of coin. Lawful legal tender. Real gold. Numismatic law. The laws that govern money. For you to ever become prosperous and understand prosperity, meaning prospero, i.e. in the flow. For you ever practice the art of reciprocity, the art of giving, the art of receiving, the art of compensation, the art of being able to share your value and service, that reciprocity that creates the compounded effect. If you really want to learn how to do that, then you must understand the laws that govern money. The laws that govern money break down to who I attract. Take a look at who you've dated, who you've married. scary, isn't it? Who you've dated, who you've married, who you grew up with, who your friends were, who your friends are now, and start to understand your circle of influence. And if your circle of influence is financially and or emotionally challenged, perhaps you should adapt and change and start to attract a different circle of influence. Who you're mentored by, who you model yourself after, who you mentor with, and who you lead and who you follow is going to have a big byproduct in who you attract. And for you to change who you attract, you have to change how you feel about yourself. It's challenging to ask qualifying questions when you don't feel qualified to ask a question. When your self-esteem registers at the Richter scale, right around guilt and shame at 25 to 50 decibels per second, it will be challenging for you to get up off the mat. But if you're sick and tired of being a victim and you're ready to step to the plate and you're ready to become a victor, and if you've struggled and are ready to flourish, and you are also ready to get compensated, be compensated, and stay compensated, then you must master the art of asking questions about the outcome you seek. To become an effective sales professional, you have to understand a little bit about the art of selling. The art of selling is about persuasion. Persuasion is about asking questions to find out if you have a qualified buyer. Advertising agencies of the world go to great lengths to find out who their target audience is, what their demographics are. Your demographic should be somewhere between about 18 and 54 years old, give or take. You can thin slice that down even more to 25 to 45, 25 to 35, 28 to 45, women with two children, women who are multitaskers, men who are health conscious. It doesn't matter what it is, decide who and what your demographic is and begin to market to it. Marketing means persuasion. Learn how to write, learn how to speak, but most importantly, learn how to ask. Also, just as equally important is learn how to answer. When someone says to you, what's this about, you have to have a standard answer that allows you not to get overwhelmed and feel anxious. This is about me looking for quality people who want to start a business from the comfort of their home. I have a CD set called The Psychology of Asking. You can find it on goldenmastermind.com. It is available in 8 CD audio and also in a download version. You can have that sent to you immediately. That's about 8 hours worth of content that will teach you how to effectively ask the questions in a sequence. You can also listen to this call tomorrow over and over again, free of charge, that will assist you to do this. How are you doing today? Where are you traveling to? What do you do for a career? Great. How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? Are you going to Fort Lauderdale on business and pleasure? Me, I'm going there on pleasure. Great. How long have you been an attorney? Is that a good profession? It's not. Have you ever considered starting your own business, your own law practice? Oh, you want to get out of law? I understand. What kind of career are you looking for? Would you be open to taking a look at a business where you could create an additional $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 or more from the comfort of your home? You can lead with the product. You can also learn how to sell the dream, STD, sell the dream. You sell the dream by asking the questions. You don't sell the dream by talking. You sell the dream by finding out if the people you're conversing with have a pulse, can fog a mirror up, and have a dream. Now, if the person you're communicating with actually have some dreams, your objective is to be able to ask for their number. But once again, if your neurological network says, I don't want to offend someone, I don't want to be nosy, I don't want to pry in their affairs, you've lost before you started, because you will never gain any traction and or ground by getting overwhelmed and procrastinating. And then if you say to yourself, oh, I should have, that means you just should, S-H-O-U-D, all over yourself. And if you're tired of shooting and you're ready to really G-I-G, get in the game, then you have to effectively learn how to ask the questions. If you want to create legal, lawful tender, if you want to learn numismatic law, the laws that govern money, if you want to raise your attractor factor, if you want to enhance your ability in the law of attraction, then you must learn how to effectively ask the questions that lead to the outcome that you seek. What are you seeking? You are looking for someone who is a self-starter, self-reliant, someone who is already health conscious, someone who has habits, someone who is detail conscious, organized, is prosperous, understands reciprocity, someone who can produce on their own, someone who has good communication skills, someone who has an edge, perhaps who's an athlete, someone who has acting and or entertainer ability, has the ability to write. See, I'm giving you a whole set of credentials of how you can absolutely thin slice exactly what you seek to attract. But when you just take any old one, and you'll attract a series of people who won't do a whole lot. And if you keep attracting addicted dieters who have no dreams, well, there's nothing wrong with that, because occasionally someone who becomes a product of the product becomes a superstar. That absolutely happens frequently in our industry. But if you're ready to really leverage yourself, take your enterprise to the next level, then become clear on what it is you seek. Put the criteria of the person or the persons that you are seeking to attract in the next 15 to 30 days. See, you timestamp it. 15 to 30 days. Have a vision of the type of person that you are seeking to attract. And when you see someone like that, don't be intimidated and don't use this word, approach them. Walk up to them and ask them a question, a simple one. How are you today? Good to connect with you. What do you do for a career? Just ask a few simple questions. Small talk. There's three kinds of questions that you will ask. Small talk questions. How you doing? How's it going? Where are you traveling to? Then there's fact-finding questions. What do you do for a career? How long have you been in that vocation? Where are you from originally? These are fact-finding questions. Fact-finding questions can also lead to rapport-building questions. No kidding. I've been to New Mexico many times. Have you ever been to Santa Fe and or Taos? Have you ever been to Ruidoso? Have you ever skied there? Have you ever been to White Sands Proving Grounds? Those are just New Mexico questions. I could ask thousands of questions to anyone in the world. When you become open, when you are available, when you begin to show up in your life, when you let go of anxiety, when you're no longer in control of control that keeps you disappointed, when you let go of terms like tongue-tied, I get tongue-tied, my brain freezes. When you use terms like that, you've already created your expectations before you start. When you let go of the judgment that you were judged in growing up, and you realize that you're a human being, not a human doing, and you let go of the mistakes you might make to embarrass yourself before they even happen, then you are ITG in the game. When you can become that human being and say that I am that I am that I am, and you understand that I am me, I am free, that your identity is not based on what you do, your identity is who I am. When you can let go of that kind of control, the mistakes and judgment that you're used to creating to be disappointed, and you can start to let go of that kind of control and ask a few questions back to back over and over, that creates auto-suggestion. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm calling you from Stockton, California. How are you today? My name's Jeff. How are you today? I mean, it's simple. How are you today? You ask that question to gauge the response. What do you do for a career? You ask that question to find out if there's dissatisfaction. It's an open-ended, it's a specific question to find out if there is dissatisfaction in what they are doing. Is that a good vocation? You must let go of your anxiety about offending someone. That there's a large percent of the population that worries. If you worry about money, ask yourself this. Does money worry about you? The only thing I have to worry about is success. Why don't you just become successful? Why do you have to worry about everything? Why does worry show up in your communication style? Ask yourself, why do I constantly use the word worry in my communication? Why do I get anxious? Why do I get overwhelmed? Because of events that shape your feelings. Your feelings are your mood, your identity, and that's what you do over and over to be and stay disappointed. That is why you do what you do. And when you are ready to let go, then you will let go of that identity. When you realize that you have suffered enough and you no longer have to suffer and you are ready to be and stay prosperous, or i.e. in the flow, then you won't spend so much time about the potential mistakes that you won't make by procrastinating. Procrastination leads to one key situation: guilt, shame, and disappointment. And when you learn to let go of that and start to master the skills, the habits, and the mindset. The mindset you require to be an effective communicator and or connector starts with these words: I am enough. If you're not enough, How can you ever receive? You can't. How can you ever ask? How can you ever deserve? If you continue to telegraph your low self-esteem, then you'll never get around to mastering the art of prospecting, because you will be an addicted procrastinator. But when you realize that you don't have to prove anything, you don't have to be successful to attract success. You're in a culture, i.e. a company, whatever company that you're a component of, you're an associate, you're a sales professional. When you start to understand that, you can learn to leverage the company's experience. You can also leverage other people in your circle of influence. When you learn how to leverage the tools, you do not have to be an expert. You do not have to be a superstar to get compensated like one. Take a look at people you know in your circle of influence in your companies, people virtually from blue-collar backgrounds, people who are absolutely flat broke. People who had no self-esteem and released over 100 pounds are achieving 6- and 7-figure income. This debunks the superstar myth. If you're going to be a professional golfer, if you're going to play in the World Cup, the World Series, the Super Bowl, if you're going to be an Olympic athlete, you have to be talented. But if you want to be a 6- and 7-figure income earner in network marketing and direct sales, it does not require that same kind of talent. Talent is important, but learning an aptitude is important, but learning a skill and a habit in the vocation that's conducive to getting compensated absolutely will reward you. That's why network marketing, direct sales, internet marketing really starts to separate the masses and the classes. Because you don't have to be from the class to succeed. You can be from the masses. Jimmy Smith is an absolute great example of a man at 62 years old, had no network marketing, direct sales experience, joined a company in the 80s, did not succeed in it, joined another company in the 90s. I met Jimmy in the late 90s when he was achieving about $15,000 a month. He'd been through a few ups and downs in his career. He had some moderate success, found himself in the right place at the right time, was recruited by a top-tier income earner in a company he was in, who was leaving the company. Jimmy went on to become a multiple 7-figure income earner in the industry. Jimmy is still unequivocally the number one income earner in a top-tier company in his 80s, and he never started free enterprise until he was 62 years old after he was forced into retirement as a butcher in Pennsylvania. So that could be your story. Or it could be anyone's story. That means that you have to change the story that no longer serves you, reinvent yourself, and develop a new story. You do that one day at a time over a long career by learning how to qualify people for your time. You have to be able to tell very quickly by your own intuition whether this is the type of person you want to spend any time with. Someone who is negative, once convinced, wants to control you, puts you in a position you have to validate and justify your existence, probably is not the type of person you want to engage with. That's the type of person you want to disengage with, get out of the conversation, and move on. Do not go in the tank. Do not get overwhelmed. Do not go into your closet. Do not go get Jägermeister. Do not get your Ambien and your Adderall and throw it down your throat because someone attempted to offend you. Let that person go. Smile and dial. Call the next lead. Keep moving. When you learn to let go of that, when you're not offendable, not seducible, and you don't feel guilt or shame, you don't get overwhelmed, and you learn not to take it personally, you can smile and dial and call the next lead. That one lead that just was behind you, that is one lead in the banquet of life. When someone does not show for an appointment, they are not offending you. They didn't show for an appointment. When someone is not interested, they are not rejecting you. They are not interested. When someone tells you they don't have the money, it's not that they don't see the value. They're telling you that they can't decide. Do you really feel that $500 to $1,000 is a lot to start a business? If someone can't find the money in 24 to 48 hours, they are not serious. They're curious. They may set on the dime, set on the light bulb, and incubate, but they're probably not the person you're looking for. And no one has to sign up immediately on the spot, but you'll find that there are a lot of impulse buyers and people who see opportunities who will sign up very quickly. That won't happen if you have a belief that you have to talk to people 6-7 times. You have to rub the magic genie dust on them for them to start after 15 conversations. Your three-way calls, if you're doing three-way calls that last an hour or 2 hours, this is highly ineffective. A three-way call to qualify someone to get started should last no longer than 15 minutes. I mean, you'd never catch me on a 15-minute call. 10 minutes max, usually a lot less, because I can GTP, I can get the point relatively quickly. If you did a three-way call with me, you would introduce me, edify me, introduce the prospect, edify the prospect. I would then turn around and edify you. Edification means credibility. You share a little bit of the credibility of your prospect. The prospect that you bring me will have had to been through a system, meaning that they're in a position that I can close the sale. I'll introduce myself after you've edified me. I'll tell them just a little bit about how long I've been with our opportunity company situation. I won't tell a lot about my success, and I'll ask if there's any questions I can answer for them about how to get started, how to use our products and services, or how to create their first four-figure check in 30 days or less. Those are the kinds of questions that I will answer. I will not answer compensation questions. What's in the product? What's the ingredients? Is it FTC, FDA, FBI, CIA approved? I will not answer stupid questions from people like that, and you will not either. You have to learn to do this. I will not convince someone why they should get started. I will take it away from a large percent of the people who want me to convince them. I will answer intelligent questions from intelligent people. I will answer questions from people who are serious about changing the quality of their life. But I will begin asking them questions. How serious are you about starting? How serious are you about changing the quality of your health? How serious are you about creating a four-figure income in the next 30, 60, 90 days? See, I'm serious, and I want someone who's going to join me who's serious. I'm not going to convince someone, beg someone, chase someone, stalk someone. I'm not going to hold their hand when it comes to the product. Here are the instructions. Read them, Chief. Read them. Read the instructions. You will find a large percent of the population cannot follow through on instructions unless someone is telling them what to do. Why? Because they have an employee mindset, an employee mentality. I'm not looking for employees. I'm looking for people who want to be entrepreneurs, people who want to be in free enterprise, people who want to be a 6- or 7-figure income earner. The more you start to create criteria about the outcome that you seek, the better you will get at attracting the type of people that are seeking what you have. The more that you've come across desperate, the more you beg, the more that you feel needy, the worst type of prospect you will attract. When you begin to let go of the control that you control that keeps you disappointed, you unequivocally will become a master asker. When you learn how to ask the questions in a sequence, when you ask qualifying questions, how serious are you? What kind of income do you want to create from the comfort of your home? How soon are you ready to get started? When someone says to me they have to run it by someone, if they have to run it by their wife, their significant other, I will ask them what their wife's name is, what their husband's name is. Then I will say, can you close Bill? I will ask a closing question, a qualifying question of the person they tell me that they're going to close. Well, I'm not sure. If you were sure, do you feel that you can persuade your husband to allow you to join me in free enterprise? You cannot get GET, which you do not ASK for. My name, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, delivering inspiration for you on a Tuesday night, 18 years back-to-back in a sequence. My number, 209-932-0227. Call me if you're serious about hiring me to be your coach. This call is officially finished, over, finito, nito. You can find this call tomorrow recorded at calls.goldenmastermind.com. Have a great rest of the June. We're halfway through. We're almost halfway through the calendar year 2014, halfway through the fifth month. Have a great evening, everyone, and I'll see you at events in the weekends and next Tuesday. Good night, everyone.